So, our first day we spoke something about what we might call Akura Samvad. And Akura's coming to Braj and what happened and what he said to Nanda Maharaj and the Brijvasis and how Krishna left and went to Mathura. And then yesterday we might call it Mathura Prabhas or separation in Mathura. And we spoke a little something about what happened and why it is that Krishna stayed in Mathura and he didn't return to Vrindavan. And what happened when Nanda Maharaj went back to Vrindavan without Krishna with some gifts in his hands only that Krishna had sent to the Brijbasis. So Krishna gives many descriptions in Bhagavad Gita. And sometimes devotees, they think that this Bhagavad Gita, this is just some dry philosophy. But no, this is a very deep points that Krishna makes in the Gita. He says, Yeyatam mam prapadyante, tam sataiva bhajamyaham. Don't think that this feelings of separation are one-sided. It's Krishna's promise, his vow, that I always reciprocate with my devotees. And we read something about the letter that Radhika's girlfriends had sent back to Krishna in Mathura and how Radharani was feeling so much separation. So don't think that that's a one-sided thing. Krishna is also feeling separation from the gopis. And when he was there in Mathura, he sent Uddhava to Braj with a message of love. And then later on, in Dwarka, he had a conversation with Uddhava. And Uddhava described to Krishna what happened when he went there. Bhavan svayam agatva tu yasandesham samarpyamam prahinotena te sarve babuvur nihata iva. He said, Krishna, when you didn't personally return, but only sent me with a message, babavur nihata iva, they became like dead persons. Tata drishya maya tatra bhavato gamanam dhruvam pratigyaya prayatnatan jivayitva samagatam. When I saw that, their condition, and I understood that all the philosophy that I'm speaking, all the condolences that I'm trying to give, my Guru Maharaj spoke at length about this, that Uddhava went there. Uddhava is a little bit of a Gyani Bhakta. He's considered to be a disciple of Brihaspati. And when he went to Braj, he went to Nanda and Yashoda and he saw that they were crying. Now, Uddhava is very expert. He's a very good counselor. And he's very, very learned. And he's had experience counseling so many people who are crying and distraught. So he began preaching to them. And one of the first things that he told them, he said, don't lament. You should know that your son, your Gopal, he's Bhagavan. He's God. He's everywhere. How can you lament? And Nanda Maharaj was looking at Uddhava. Uddhava, what are you saying? I thought you were a wise person. Uddhava, you're just a boy. You don't know anything. How is it that our Kanu is Bhagavan? I know Bhagavan. We have a deity of Narayan here in our house. We worship Bhagavan. How can you say that our Kanu is Bhagavan? Bhagavan is Satya Sankalpa. Whatever he says comes true. He always speaks truth. But our Kanu, sometimes he tells a lie. Our Bhagavan, we know he's Swarat, he's independent. But our Gopal, he has this Lalya Bhav, that he really thinks he needs to be taken care of. And I see sometimes he cries, wanting his mother's breast. How is that God, Uddhava? How is that Bhagavan? Bhagavan is that person whom everyone serves. But I see our Gopal, sometimes he carries my shoes on his head and brings them to me. You don't know anything, Uddhava. What are you saying? Our Gopal is Bhagavan. And Uddhava saw, it's not going to work here. They have a different kind of situation. And in the language of my Guru Maharaj, Uddhava realized, I can't speak to them like this. And Uddhava felt that, I want to tell them, don't cry, but seeing their condition, I feel like telling them, cry more, cry more. Because something wonderful will happen. So he saw that there's nothing I can do. All that I can do is to promise to them that Krishna will come soon. That's the only thing that they want to hear. So Krishna, when he's there in Dwarka, was feeling so much separation from the Bijbasis. Many times we don't hear about this, but Sanatana Goswami has written about this. And we'll also read something from some Bengali literatures about this. Rukmini and Satyabhama, they've seen Krishna's situation. And they described, Yuyam Srinuta Vritani Tari Tari Sutani Me Kimapi Kimapi Brute Ratro Smapnan Api Namabi Madura Maduram Pritya Dhenar Ivavyati Kvachit Uta Saki Ganan Kamschit Gopan Ivata Manoharan Sambinayate Vangsi Vaktram Tribhanga Parakritim Kadachin Matur Me Bitara Navanitam Tvi Iti Vadet Kadachit Chi Radhe Lalita Iti Sambodayati mam kadapi dham chandravali kimapi me karishati patam kadapi ashrasare midulayati tulyam sanayata. Rukmini, she told the others there, she says, you listen, a very strange thing happens. I've seen my husband at night when he's lying in the bed next to me, and asleep. Sometimes, in a very sweet, loving voice, he starts calling different cows by name. And sometimes, he calls his charming cowherd friends. Sometimes, I've seen while he's laying there in bed, suddenly, he adopts a tribhanga, a threefold bending form posture. And he pretends to put the flute to his mouth. Sometimes he says, Mata, give me some makkan, give me some butter. And sometimes, while I'm laying there, he addresses me, he speaks to me, and he says, Oh, Sri Radhe, Lalita. And sometimes, he tugs on my garments and he says, Chandravali, why? And sometimes, as he sleeps, he makes his pillows soft by crying and crying. So Krishna was also feeling so much separation. And Uddhava, he described to Krishna and those Dwarkavasis the condition of the inhabitants of Vrindavan. Padmavati was there also. And Padmavati, she's Dushta Kamsaya Janani, Jara Hatta Vicharasa. She's the wicked and little senile, crazy mother of Kamsa. She's a wife of Ugrasena, but actually it's a long story you could read in Padma Purana. Kansa is not actually the son of Ugrasena, but he was the son of one demon who raped Padmavati. That's another story. But anyway, that Padmavati, she was listening to all this. She's a little crazy person. And she said, these people of Braj, they don't deserve our Krishna. I've heard about them. They're very merciless people. They're rascals. From his very childhood, they were making him do hard work. They were sending him out to the forest. They didn't even give him any shoes to wear. And the hot sun was coming on his head. There was no umbrella. They weren't even feeding him enough. And sometimes he was having to steal some butter or milk. And if that wasn't enough, they caught him doing that. They tied him up with a rope. Let them cry. That was the comment of Padmavati. And then seeing that Krishna was becoming quiet when he heard her words. Padmavati, she said, Krishna, why are you troubled? I'll give you some advice. Listen carefully. With his own hand, Garga Muni, he'll calculate every morsel of food that you two brothers ate for those years that you were living at Nanda Maharaj's home. And then I promise that my husband, Ugrasena, he'll give Nanda Maharaj twice the money that he spent on feeding you. I promise this. And Krishna was quiet. So, sometimes it's described in the inner quarters, in the inner chambers of Rukmini's palace, and sometimes with Satyabhama, something would happen to Krishna. And I'll sing this, and you can chant Hare Krishna after me. Satata bihare Krishna edon ha sange Radhika vichede murka premira taranga Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare Satata bihare Krishna. Krishna was always performing pastimes with Rukmini and Satyabhama. But sometimes a strange thing would happen to him. Radhika bichedi murcha premera tarange. Sometimes he would remember the waves of Radharani's ecstatic love for him. And Krishna, who's Bhagavan, he would faint unconscious in ecstasy.
Atyanta nimagna kabu korae palap Kabu radha radha boli kore anutap Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna
There in Dwarka, Krishna would sometimes become delirious in ecstasy. And sometimes, Kabhu Radha Radha Boli, he would call out, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe. And Anutap, he would lament and he would cry.
Kabhu Mora Kore Rahe Bahe Ashrudar Achanta Sudipta Hoy Satvika Vika Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
At other times, Krishna would become silent and he would simply shed tears. And sometimes, all the different symptoms of asasatvikara bhav would erupt on Krishna's body. Rukmini and Satyabhama or Krishna's wives, they're watching all this. Who is this Radhe, Radhe, Lalita, Chandravali? They were very astonished. Krishna doesn't have this kind of love for us. In his sleep, he's not calling out, Rukmini, Rukmini. Huh? Hey, Satyabhama. He's not calling out for us. And they went, who is this love for? Huh? So, when Krishna would come back to his external senses, and they would ask him, and Krishna wouldn't say anything. Just some tears would come down his face and he would be quiet. And finally, after asking him 3 or 4 times, then Krishna replied to them,
Brajaloke premiyami hoye achirini tasabhasarana kori edi barajani. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
He says, I'm a Rini. I have a debt. I'm in debt to all the residents of Braj because of their love. And he said that amongst all the inhabitants of Braj, Srimati Radharani is the best. In beauty and in qualities, no one compares to Radharani. She knows nothing but my feet. In sleeping or waking, she knows nothing but me.
Amavine sakale kemone pranadare radhika smarana matre hridoye bidare. Hare Krishna.
Krishna began to cry. And he said, I don't know how the life airs are staying in the bodies of the inhabitants of Vrindavan without my association. And he said, Radhika Smarana Matra Hridoya Vidare. Just thinking about Srimati Radharani, it breaks my heart.
Mone buji eka matra achaye karana amara gamana ase dharaye jivana.
Mone buji eka matra. The Brijbasis, they're staying alive only because of one thing. They have some hope that I'm going to return to Vrindavan.
Santvanya koriya tobe kohi labachana dutta dware twari te koriba agamana.
To give them some solace, I sent Uddhava with a message of love. And then I sent Balaram. And I promised them that I would very soon return. When Rukmini and Satyabhama heard all of this, they became ecstatic seeing Krishna's intense love for Radharani. This is also described by Srila Raghunath Das Goswami in his book, Mukta Charit. He has some conversation there with Satyabhama, and he speaks to her something about Srimati Radharani.
So Rukmini and Satyabhama, they ask Krishna, how can we meet her? We want to meet this Radharani. We're very eager to see her. You please allow us. And then Krishna said, this is very durlabha, very, very difficult. It's not an easy thing to see Radharani. You'll only see her if she desires. And he said, the land of Braj is very far away. And they'll never leave Braj. And if I take you there and leave here, then our enemies may come and they'll attack Dwarka. While I'm gone,
Therefore, it's impossible to go there. And then Krishna thought for a moment. And he told Rukmini and Satyabhama, there's one hope.
Kata dina pore haba surya uparage tate tita snana jata kore mahabhage Hare Krishna.
Kata dina pore haba. In a few days, surya uparag, there's going to be some eclipse of the sun. And at that time, tate tirtha snana jatra kori mahabhag. So many fortunate people, pious people, they'll take a special bath.
Visheshata kurukshetre sabaragamane ehi bharse hoibe mahagrahana kwarane.
This is especially during the time of this solar grahana, or this eclipse of the sun. And all the pious people, they'll go to Kurukshetra because there's one auspicious moment, and they'll take bath there.
Ata eva bharat varshe tejata jana abhasya koribe kurukshetre agaman. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna.
At that time, all the pious people from all over Bharatvarsha, all over India, they'll go to Kurukshetra.
Amara milana lagi braja basi gam jatra chale vyadi tanakore agaman.
Amara milana lagi, brajabasi gana. On the excuse of going to take some bath at Kurukshetra, the brajabasis will come, the real purpose of hoping to see me and meet me there.
Tabe se stane sarva pare kara sene anye anye te sabha saha hoibe milane.
And then with a choked voice and a tear coming down from his eyes, Krishna said, at that time, I may get some chance to meet them. Srila Prabhupada, he describes something about this in Krishna book. He says that once upon a time, while Lord Krishna and Balaram were living peacefully in their great city of Dwarka, there was a rare occasion of a full solar eclipse, such as takes place at the end of every Kalpa, or day of Brahma. It's a very, very rare occasion. At the end of every Kalpa, the sun is covered by a great cloud, and incessant rain covers the lower planetary systems up to Swargalok. By astronomical calculation, people were informed about this great eclipse prior to its taking place, and therefore everyone, both men and women, decided to assemble at the holy place in Kurukshetra, known as Samanta Panchaka. Panchaka means five. There are five sacred lakes there in Kurukshetra, which were formed by Parshuram from the blood of so many Kshatriyas that he killed in his anger. In his purport to the first verse of the 82nd chapter, of the 10th canto, which describes the Kurukshetra Milan, or the meeting in Kurukshetra between Krishna and the Brijbasis, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur comments on the words Atan Ekada, which appear in this verse. Ataikada Dvaratyam. Then on one occasion from Dwarka. And he gives some time frame for this pastime. And he points out that Sukadeva Goswami, in ecstasy, he spoke this out of context. That although it seems that this pastime took place after the Rajasuya Yajna, after the battle of Kurukshetra, it's not possible. Because in this chapter, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur points out, the members of the Yadu dynasty, they met with Duryodhan, and they met with so many of the Kauravas who were present there at Kurukshetra. So it's not possible that this pastime could have taken place before that. And Jiva Goswami, he describes in Gopal Champu that this pastime took place just after after Balaram killed the Vita Gorilla in the 67th chapter of the 10th canto. So Jiva Goswami describes this in a very beautiful way in the Gopal Champu in the 23rd chapter of the second canto of Gopal Champu. And he says that in Braj, it finally became too much. And the Brajbasis, they couldn't tolerate Krishna's separation any longer. And so they had a meeting. Nanda Bhavan, in the house of Nanda Maharaj. And they discussed, what can they do? They said, although we have some great desire to go to Krishna, misfortune has prevented it. And then Nanda Maharaj, he said, but I have an idea. Very soon, there's going to be a Surya Grahana, a solar eclipse. And at that time, so many people will go to Kurukshetra. And Krishna will also go there. And so we can meet him. And everyone became very happy hearing that. And with tears of love, everyone said, Sadhu, Sadhu. Oh, Nanda Baba, you have spoken very nicely. But there's some problem. Who is going to take care of the cows? The cows, they can't go with us. So what's going to happen? How can we go? We want to go to Kurukshetra to meet with Krishna. But this obstacle is there. Who will take care of the cows? My revered spiritual master, sometimes he used to say that you should look for Krishna's arrangement. And then devotees would say, well, how do we know what is Krishna's arrangement? Sometimes we think something is Krishna's arrangement. I remember one time, one devotee came out of seeing our Guru Maharaj, and he was very happy. Very good. Guru Maharaj told me I should get married. Very, very nice thing. But actually, we wondered, was that Guru Maharaj's desire, was that your desire? So sometimes the sadhu, he has two things. He has kripa, mercy, and he has vanchana, cheating. That cheating is also a type of mercy. But sometimes when the spiritual master, Krishna, sees that we want something, then he fulfills that desire. Here in Braj, they have an understanding. We may say, sadhu sabadhan. Sadhu, be careful. That when you do Govardhan Parikrama, or when you come to the Govardhan retreat with Sachinandan Maharaj and Burijan Prabhu, you should be careful. In an unseen form, Giriraj follows behind you. Why are they coming to the Govardhan retreat? Why are they doing Govardhan Parikrama? What do they want? And Giriraj, he looks into our heart and he sees all. They want a shiny new red bicycle. Or they want a nice job. Or they want this thing or that thing. And then Giriraj, He'll give you that thing. And you'll just cry more. It'll be the source of great suffering. So how do we know when it's really Krishna's arrangement? My spiritual master, he said that when something comes in a natural way, in an easy way, and it's an obviously Krishna-conscious thing. So Nanda Maharaj and the residents of Vrindavan, they were having their meeting, and they were speaking about going to Kurukshetra, but this obstacle was there. What do we do? Who's going to stay and take care of the cows? Just at that time, a messenger came from Dwarka, and he had a letter from Krishna. What did that letter say? Yavach chatruk shama kshayam na vyati milena krite smabir udukti ishta tasmat klishta vayam tat pravididam aduna tat labdash chirena asmin surya grahe yanikila janataya puryamanam kurunam ket Tram vyajaya kurya mahamata bhavatam anjasa sanjanaya. Krishna wrote in this letter, the messenger read it out to that assembly, O Father, I haven't been able to return to Vrindavan because still some enemies are there. A few more of them are there that I have to kill. And if I return to Vrindavan, then they'll come. They'll march on Braj with their armies. And how will we take care of the cows? But I'm feeling so much separation from all of you. And I'm desiring some way that we can meet together. And after some contemplation, I have a solution, Father. Very soon, there will be a Surya Grahana, a solar eclipse. And Kurukshetra will be full of many people. And I can easily meet you there at that time. So the Brijbasis, they were just thinking, they were talking. We should go to Kurukshetra and see Krishna. And just at that moment, a letter comes. Yes, this is Krishna's arrangement. It's confirmed very clearly by Krishna. And Krishna said then, of course, you should understand that I'm going to come to Braj. I'm going to return. And I'll directly meet everyone. But those persons who may have some doubt about this, who don't believe this, then they should come and meet with me in Kurukshetra. And the others, they can stay in Braj. And Krishna said, even though the cows, they're my heart, and my friends are my life, my friends, I have some instruction for them that my friends should stay in Braj and they should take care of the cows. Krishna was being very tricky. Krishna accomplishes many things at one time. We may ask the question, if the gopis and Radharani are going to go and meet with Krishna at Kurukshetra and all the Brijbasis are going to go there, isn't it going to be a little awkward that their husbands are also present in Kurukshetra? But Krishna made this perfect arrangement. My dear cowherd friends, who are the husbands of the gopis, you please stay behind in Braj, because the cows are my life. And those cows, they can't go so far. They brought the bulls with them. And I think tomorrow we'll say something about Krishna's happiness when he met with those bulls at Braj. But the cows, they stayed behind. And Krishna's friends, who are the husbands of the gopis, Krishna requested them that they stay behind. And those friends, when they heard that, they said, yes, since we serve Krishna with our life, with our everything, even the smallest order that he gives us, we'll accept. So we'll stop here. Tomorrow we'll continue. And first we'll describe something about the scene that was taking place as the Brijbasis were proceeding on their way to Kurukshetra and thinking about Krishna. And then we'll describe something about the situation there in Kurukshetra and what happened when the Brijavasis met with Krishna there in Kurukshetra. So we're about 2 minutes over time already, and I'm afraid of Mother Prashanta. She's very ferocious. Mm-hmm. But still, I'm going to be brave. And we haven't given any time for any questions, and a number of devotees have been coming to me afterwards with questions. So maybe we have time just for one or two. Mother Irmala?
So what about Prabhupada's incredible struggle to acquire the land in Jupiter?
As a comparison to Kurukshetra? Or?
It being natural.
Well, Srila Prabhupada, it was anything, seemingly anything but natural. But Srila Prabhupada knew. He knew that this is what Krishna wanted. So we don't always know. We should get things confirmed by Srila Prabhupada or by Prabhupada's representative, by Guru and Krishna. That's my humble thought about that. It's a good point. She said that she thinks it's remarkable that Rukmini and Satyabhama didn't show any jealousy. I don't know of any jealousy they showed. There's a very interesting purport Jiva Goswami writes on a verse from Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, which we may speak about tomorrow or the next day, that describes what happened when those wives of Dwarka, when they met the gopis. We can just say, in a word, their pride became crushed to ashes. And they saw they have so much more love. So this is the nature of love, of genuine love. When you see that your beloved gets some happiness in some other way, then there's no question of envy. And so those queens of Dwarka, those Mahishis, although we may not consider, we understand their love is not the same as that rati that's possessed by the gopis of Braj. Still, it's very, very high class. It's inconceivable for us. And there's no tinge of envy in that. It's a good point. Okay, anything else is there? We had a few nice comments that I should relate to. Mother Irmala, she commented to me yesterday, I think, that Prabhupada writes in Krishna book that Mother Yashoda went to Mathura to see Krishna. At the wrestling arena. Very interesting thing. And that's not mentioned in any of the commentaries that I've seen, nor is it mentioned by Jiva Goswami. That's very interesting point. Another interesting thing was there too, Godahari Prabhu mentioned to me that he asked me a question. He said, how is it that Prabhupada in Krishna book, he says that before Nanda Maharaj left Mathura to return to Braj, Krishna, he told him, Father, I'll tell you a secret. And you please give this secret message you tell, this message to the Brijavasis. But Prabhupada doesn't explain what that secret was. So Godahari Prabhu was asking him, what is that secret? How can I say? I don't know. But we made what we might call an educated guess. In Gopal Champu, as we described yesterday, Krishna sent a series of messages to Mother Yashoda and to the cowherd boys and the gopis and even the animals of Braj. And that message was a very cryptic message. He told them that these dreams that you're having, Mother, and you're seeing me in your dream and you're cooking for me and you're feeding for me, it's not a dream. It actually took place. It's satyam, it's real. So perhaps this was the secret, I think, because Jiva Goswami makes a point that Krishna gave this message to Nanda Maharaj to return to the Brijavasis. So this is a very secret thing, a very chamatkar, very amazing things. Perhaps this was the secret that Krishna sent back. Okay? So we'll stop there. Srila Prabhupada ki. Bolo Giriraj Maharaj ke Gopremanandi Hari Hari Bo Vancha Kopadarubhischa Kripa Sindhubhyaiva Cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavi.